God bless you, and thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward a word of prayer. As we prepare to go into a word of prayer, Evangelist Cynthia will come forth and lead us in this opening prayer. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. As we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, thanking you for this day, thanking you for your mercy, thanking you for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the love, your mercy. We thank you, O Lord, for your grace. Thank you for this opportunity to come before you in prayer. We thank you, Lord. Oh, my God, you spared our lives. You gave us another day and another chance to draw nigh unto you. We pray that you will have your way and let your will be done today. We pray that you will bless this ministry. Continue to sing your word. Sing your anointing, oh, Lord. Bless souls, oh, Lord, those who are on the line. We pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Give them strength, oh, Lord, where they may be weak. We know you can make them strong. This heavy burden, strengthen your people on every hand. Help us to go through, Lord. Take us through our tests and trials. Lord, we're dependent on you. We're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. There is no other help we know. My God, we're looking to you. Our faith looks up to thee, oh, Lord. Help us to trust in you and take you at your word. Your word cannot fail. We're dependent on your word. We're dependent on you, Lord, to lead us on to victory. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us to watch unto prayer. Bless your people on every hand. Give strength to them that are weak. Heal them that are sick. Deliver them that are bound. Save, Lord. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help them to seek your faith while may be found and blot out of their transgressions, oh, Lord. Help them, oh, Lord. Help them to turn to you and give their lives to you. Help them, Jesus. Help them to run for their lives, seeking your face, oh, Lord. We know you're able to deliver. We're dependent on you today, Lord. Jesus, help us today, Lord. Let your spirit prevail, Lord, while we're waiting and while we're praying. Meet us here today. Take control tonight. Sing your word, oh, Lord. Jesus, have thine own way, and let thy will be done. Look on your people, oh, Lord. Look on your people everywhere, oh, Lord. Give them strength. Help them to stand. Help them to endure. In the name of Jesus, take them through, Lord, whatever situation that is in their life. Help them, Lord. Help today, Jesus. Send on deliverance. We know thou art a mighty deliverer. You're able, Jesus. You're able to fix every situation. Move, Jesus, by your spirit, oh, Lord. For without you, we can do nothing. We're down here waiting. We're down here, Lord. Oh, my Lord. We're calling on thy name. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we're looking to you, Lord. Jesus, have your way, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Look on those saints, oh, Lord, those who are sick in their bodies. We want you to touch them, oh, Lord. Look on Deacon Mack. Continue to touch his body. Continue to heal him. Strengthen him, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on Sister Mack. Encourage her heart. Strengthen her, oh, Lord. Take her through her test. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Look on your people everywhere throughout the land. Strengthen your people. stand. Help them do your will. Speak your word. Help them, oh Lord.
Yes.
We know you're able, Jesus. Jesus,
able
those who are carrying sickness in their bodies, the diabetes, the cancer. Oh, my God,
yes,
those
Lord.
Who have lost limbs, have mercy, have
yes.
mercy,
mercy,
oh, Lord, on the heart
mercy,
and
Jesus.
Listen, Lord. Jesus,
Jesus,
we know thou art a healer. You said in your word, with your stripes we are healed. We believe you today. We take you at your word. Your word is true, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, somebody is burning down with the cares of this life. Touch them right now, Lord. Have mercy,
Jesus.
Lift that burden, Lord. Those, oh Lord, who are suffering, those who have lost their homes in the flood, we pray that you touch them, make a way, Lord, that they may have a place to lay their heads. Jesus, have mercy, oh Lord. Comfort them in the time of need. Have mercy right now, Lord. Those who have lost loved ones in the flood, have mercy on them, Lord. Comfort their souls. Strengthen them, oh Lord. Jesus, console them right now, Lord, like only you know how. In the name of Jesus, move, Lord. Move, Jesus. We're waiting on you. We're depending on you tonight, Jesus. Have thine own way. That soul that is suffering from cancer, we know you can heal. Work a miracle in their lives. You're a miracle worker. You know how to work it out. Fix it right now. Those who are in the hospital suffering from COVID, touch their bodies. Breath in their bodies. Help them, oh Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. Hallelujah. Have mercy, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we know you're merciful, God. Touch them right now. Put the breath in them, Lord. Help them to be able to breathe without the machines. In the name of Jesus, touch, Lord. Go into the institution, into the nursing homes, into the prisons. Have mercy. Have mercy.
Have mercy, Lord.
Mercy.
Have mercy,
on
Jesus.
The souls of
mercy,
men.
Lord.
Touch, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Deliver. Bring them out, Lord. Save them. Save to the uttermost.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Jesus. We want you to touch and bind the works of Satan. Cast them out. Let your blood cover. Let your spirit prevail. Jesus. Satan conquer to hinder. But you said, behold, I give unto you power to trample the serpent and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And we believe your word today. And we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you. We thank you right now. For deliverance, Lord. Jesus, help us to praise your name. Help us to be thankful unto you. And bless your holy name. For thou art worthy. Your name is worthy to be praised. Oh, my God. Thank you right now. We give glory and honor to thy name. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you go with us. Stand by us. Bless and keep us. Help us, oh Lord,
yes,
to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us to glorify you tonight. Let your word go forth that some soul might be blessed on tonight. This prayer we pray, oh Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer through Evangelist May. At this time, we're going to have the opening scripture, and we're going to be reading from the 150th, the 150th number of Psalms. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath the Lord praise ye the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening prayer and also for that beautiful opening scripture. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Just want to let you know you can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/grace radio 5, and 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService. Title One School, and one is O-N-E. We want to continue to pray for the souls on the prayer list for Missionary Rose Mack, for Deacon Albert Mack, Stephanie Williams, Logan, Esther Holloway, Donald Holloway, Bill Bradley. And we want to pray for all unsaved family members, Mika Ray, the pastor in Camden, Demetra Blackshirt, India West, Larry Benson, Ava Brown Feliciano, Mr. Idell, Mary Anderson, Samuel Anderson, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Jada McBride, Margie Paldo, Charles Morris, Shirley Donaldson, Andrew Marshall, Celeste Hall, the Breeze Gale family, the Breeze Brown family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, and all of those who are requesting prayer at this time. And those are all the announcements that I have. And I want to sing a portion of this song.
Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. I love you with all of my heart. Jesus, you're wonderful. Jesus, you're wonderful. Jesus, you're wonderful. And I love you with all of my heart. I love you, Jesus, I love you, Jesus, I love love you. I love you with all of my heart.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evie Hameen, that she may have.
Go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. She may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I'm not sure that she's on tonight, okay. So we're going to have remarks from Evangelist Cynthia or words
Amen.
Of encouragement.
Praise God. We thank God for all that has been said and done. Thank God for this radio broadcast. Thank God for how he's been blessing us through this broadcast. He's been sending his word. He's been sending his anointing. God has been healing. He's been touching hearts. He's been touching minds.
Yes, he is.
And I thank God for tonight. I tell you, the COVID can't stop God.
Amen.
Amen. He can't stop God from reaching souls, because he can go anywhere. Mm-hmm. He's everywhere. Songwriter wrote a song, said Jesus is everywhere. No matter what
everywhere.
You're going through, he'll fix it just for you. For he knows just what to do. And I just thank God for all things. I want to encourage you that are listening in to hear the word of God tonight. Take it in and apply it unto your heart. Like I stated before, if you feel God's touch during the word, it's okay to holler out and shout hallelujah.
Amen.
It's okay to shout thank you, Jesus. It's okay to say, Lord, save me. Amen.
Yes.
When the word is going forth. Amen. That's
Amen.
The time to jump in the water. When the waters get troubled, amen. Don't wait till everything die down. Amen. As soon as you feel that touch, that's the time to jump in and grab hold of faith. Amen. And God, he will do it for you. If you need healing, he'll heal you through the word. If you need to be saved, he'll save you through the word. Amen. If you need some financial blessings, hallelujah, if you just hear the word of God,
amen,
he'll give it to you. Amen.
Yes,
he said you have not because you ask not.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So if you just ask it in his name, he said, I will do it.
Yes.
Amen. I just thank God for all things. I'm a little stirred up here.
Good.
I thank God. Because God, he's good.
Yes, he
he's
is.
He's good all the time.
Amen.
There's no fault or failure in him. The fault is in us. So I want to encourage you tonight, amen, to reach out and get whatever you need from the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
God is able. If your children need help, God is able to help tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's able to do it for you.
Yes,
and
he is.
He's able to clean your child out. I don't care what kind of situation he's in. He or she is in. God is able to bring them out with a strong arm. Hallelujah. He'll reach way down and pick them up and put them on the right track.
Amen.
Because of your prayer.
Amen.
God, he is good. I just thank God for all things. I don't want to step on the preacher's
nose. No,
I'm feeling mighty good tonight.
Amen.
I know God is able to do whatever we want him to do. If we just believe him and take him at his word,
God,
he will work miracles in our lives.
Yes, he
will. He will move mountains out of
thank
our
you. Yes.
Lives.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Don't stop them blocks that in the way. He'll move them out of the way.
Yes, he
Hallelujah.
Will.
If you just trust in him and believe God and take him at his word.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. He'll move it. Yes, he will. He'll move it out of the way.
Yes, he will.
He'll cause you to walk through the fire and not be burnt.
Amen.
You might feel like you're just going through so much, but God, he'll take you through. He'll be with you.
He will.
I just thank God for all things. And at this time, we're going to turn this part of the service into the hands of the speaker of the hour and the person of Evangelist Meg Edmond.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. The Bible is saying in the 31st verse, What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? We know that the world is against us because they have not believed on the only begotten Son of the Father. They have not taken God's word at heart. But the Bible said, shall we then say to these things, if God be for us, who can be against us? And my title tonight is, if God be for us, who can be against us? And my theme is, God is on our side. God is on his people's side. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We are trusting in the God of our salvation. The world is against God. The world is not with God, and the world is not with us if we are living for the Lord. Glory to God. The world has a way of their own. They're running after the things that are in the world. And the Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away. Hallelujah. And all these things, they're going to pass away. The world is going to be earth. It's going to melt with a fervent heat. And the elements thereof, they're all going to pass away. But God, I said, God is on our side. He promised that he would not leave us, neither would he forsake us, but he would be with us always, even to the end of the world. God, I said, God is on our side. God, when we are being tried, God is on our side. When we are going through the fire, God is on our side. Hallelujah.
Yes,
when the floods come, they'll not overflow us, because God, I said, God is on our side.
He's on our side.
When he came upon us to eat up our flesh, the psalmist said, they stumbled and fell. Glory to God. The enemy is always coming after us because he doesn't want us to make it in to the kingdom of God. He doesn't want us to be saved in the end. But we are striving. We are fighting, trying to make it to that beautiful city that God had prepared for us. A place, hallelujah, where Jesus is. Glory to God. I'm striving, trying to get there. I want to make it to my heavenly home. This world down here is not my home. I'm a stranger and a pilgrim.
Yes.
I'm just passing through. Hallelujah. This barren land. I'm trying to make it to that city. Hallelujah. A house not made with hands, but eternal in the heavens. I want to get there. How about you? I don't know, but I don't know about you. I don't know about my family, but I know I want to make it there.
I want to make it.
I'm striving to enter in at the straight gate, for narrow is the way. Hallelujah. And few there be that can get through.
Hallelujah. Why is the devil that's
so
a different way? Hallelujah. I don't want to be on Broadway. Hallelujah. I want to be on the highway of holiness. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to make it. Striving to make it to that city. But
amen.
God, he's on our side. I heard Brother Moses when he said, ye shall hold your peace, and the Lord shall fight for you.
Yeah.
Glory to God, when the Egyptians came after them. Other words, they came against them. They wasn't with God, but they were against God. So they came after the children of Israel. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Exodus 14 and 13, and Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which
yes.
he will shew to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Glory to God. You see the Lord. He will fight our battles for us. He will work it out for us. Whatever way the devil comes to try to stop us, the Lord will be right there to deliver his people, because he knows how to deliver the godly out
yes,
of the
Lord.
Temptation
Amen.
That they may be able to bear it. Hallelujah. He said, thinking not strange concerning the fiery trial, which
yes.
is to try you as though some strange thing happened. It happened unto the people of God back in
yes.
the Bible days. It happened
yes, it
to the apostles. It happened to the Son of God. It happened, hallelujah, it's happening today against
yes.
God's people. But God is
God.
On our side, and we can rejoice in this, that the Lord is on our side. The
Amen.
Scripture says in Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter and the 4th verse, for the Lord your God is he that goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. Hallelujah. The Lord went before the children of Israel. He went to fight for them against the enemies so he
Amen.
Could save his people. And the Lord, he's doing the same thing today. He will fight for us, and we can hold our peace and let God do the fighting, because we don't fight the way we used to. We used to fist fight.
All
and
right.
take, pull out a knife, pull out a gun. But now, I said now,
but
we
now.
Fight with the sword of the Spirit. The
yes.
word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not with our fists. A child of God is not a fist fighter. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
The
Bible says in Joshua 23 and 10, one man of you shall chase 1,000. One man can chase 1,000. For the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you, as he hath promised you. He promised that he will fight for the children of Israel. Hallelujah. And when that time came, the Lord began to fight for them. And
yes,
their enemy was not able to stand before them, because God was
yeah.
on their
Amen.
He delivered them, and he fought for them. God, he took over cities. Hallelujah. He drove out the Hivites, the Jebusites.
Yes.
He drove them out of the land and gave the land to the children of Israel. The Bible said the wicked heapeth up riches. Hallelujah. For the righteous. God, I tell you, God, he's got a way made for his people. Who can be against us? God, he gave his life. He sent his son Jesus to give his life. And he gave his life that we might have freedom. Glory to God. And God is yet on our side. He's yet taking us through whatever we have to go through. The Lord is on our side. If God be for us, who can be against us?
Ooh.
The Lord is on our side.
Amen.
He has spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Whatever
Amen.
We need, God will give it unto us because we try to keep his word and serve him in the beauty of holiness. He said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Sometimes man want to try to justify. But no, God is the one that justifies. Glory
That's
to God.
Right.
He'll give us whatever it is that we need. Who's going to lay anything to his charge? Think about it. Who's going to lay anything to God's charge? Nobody. The Bible says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Why
All right.
are you condemning? Christ
Amen.
Is the one that died. Yea, rather that is risen again. Yea, he has risen. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also make an intercession for us. He's the one that makes the intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? He didn't say, what shall separate us? He said, who from the love of Christ? Shall
Amen.
Tribulation? Are we going to let that separate us? I agree. No.
No.
Are we going to let distress? Or persecution,
All
or
right.
famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. Are we going to let these things separate us from the love of Christ? No. As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I just thank God tonight. His word is right. If God be for us, who is it that can be against us?
All right.
If you're going to be against us, well, that means you're against God. Said, he that is not with me is against me. Glory to God. And the Bible says, for I am, now this was Paul speaking. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels, I don't care if they are an angel, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height. I don't care how high you are, how tall you are.
All right.
Nor death, he says, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
None of these things.
None.
I'm persuaded. I don't care what Satan himself says. I am persuaded that none of these things shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The psalmist said, when mine enemies came to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. And he said, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. God has been a strong tower. And I can be a witness to that, that he has been a strong tower before my enemies. He has kept me in a time when Satan rose up against me. And he's still doing it. He's still doing it. But my trust is in the Lord. And I know he's able to take us through all of his people, not just me, but everyone that has received Christ in their life. God is able to take them through. We thank God for his word on tonight, and we believe that God can take you through if you put your trust in him and give your life to God. He can do it for you also. So at this time, we're going to go into a word of prayer. We're going to ask Evangelist Cynthia to lead us in a word of prayer and offer salvation to the unbeliever. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. We thank God for such a beautiful message. Amen. Nice, short, and sweet. But it was the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to go to the throne of grace.
Yes.
And I want to ask anyone out there that is looking for something from the Lord.
Yes.
Some type of deliverance. The Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You want to be free from sin. Free from debt. Whatever your situation may be.
Amen.
Amen. We want you to turn your heart and your mind unto the Lord and look to him, because he's able to fix it.
Yes, he
Heavenly
is.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this day.
Thank
you for your grace.
Thank
you for your mercy, for your word, Lord. We thank you for all things. We thank you right now, Lord. We give you thanks, my God. We ask you to look down on us with compassion, God. Have mercy on our souls, Lord. Forgive our sins, Jesus. Blot out our transgressions, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
we ask you to touch right now, Lord.
Touch,
heal,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Heal,
in the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
that soul, my God, that is designed to be saved, Lord. We ask you to save them, Jesus.
Save.
In the name of Jesus.
Save.
Filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord. I know you're able, God.
You're able.
Have mercy, Jesus.
Have
deliver
mercy
right now, Lord. Touch my body, my God. I know you're able, God. Heal in the name of Jesus.
Heal, Jesus.
Those that are COVID-stricken, my God, touch right now, Lord. Go into the hospital room, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move by your spirit, God.
Move,
your will be done, Lord.
Stand
in prison, Lord. Touch right now, God. Save, Lord Jesus. Deliver, my God.
Deliver.
Use the bands, God. Set the captive free, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know you're able, God.
You're able.
Have your way, Lord.
Have
in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Continue to send our word, Lord. Continue
your
anointing, my God.
We anoint
in the name of Jesus. Let them fold, fall out with their ways, Lord.
Please,
and
Jesus.
Say, what must I do to be saved, my God?
Yes, Lord.
I know you're able, Lord.
You're able.
Right
Jesus.
Now, Jesus.
Help
Jesus, we need your help,
Jesus,
Lord.
Jesus,
we need you to help us right now, my God.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
in the name
somebody
Jesus.
Desired to be filled with the Holy
yes,
Ghost, Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Fill them, my God.
Fill them,
Lord. Run over, Lord. In the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus,
in the name
have
of
your way right now, Lord.
Have
your way, Jesus.
Have
your
way,
Jesus. On our sick family, God. Save
yes.
those that need to be saved, Lord.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Bless
those that are needed, standing in need of a blessing, God.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, I know you're able, God.
You're
continue
able,
to bless this ministry, Lord. Let
do
your
it,
will be done, God. Let it
yes,
flourish
Lord.
More, Lord.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus.
Jesus,
I know
Jesus.
You, God.
Yes.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
save our children, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. God, rebuke the stronghold of the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
Make him take his hands off,
Lord.
Make
him take his hands off our blessing, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Take his hands, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
The gift that you desire of us, God. In
yes,
the name of Jesus.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Able,
Lord.
You're able.
Jesus. Move in the churches, God.
Yes.
From the north, from the south, God.
Move
yes. right now, Lord.
Move.
In the name of Jesus.
In
the
name
oh, my God, sing your anointing, Jesus.
Sing your anointing.
Sing your power, Lord.
Yes.
In the Holy Ghost, God.
In
the healing, Lord.
In healing.
Forgiveness, my God. In
yes.
the name of Jesus.
In the name
Put
of
the
Jesus.
Mind, my God. Bring minds in, Lord.
Do
in
it.
The
yes.
name of Jesus.
In
I
the
know
name
you're
of
able, God. Let your will be done, God. Have your eternal way, Lord.
Yes,
continue
Jesus.
To touch my body, God. You
yes,
know
yes,
all about it, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Right
yes.
now, Jesus.
Fix
in the
it,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
You're
fix
able.
It, Lord.
Yes,
oh, my God, I know you're able, God.
You're able.
Continue to look on Evangelist May, God. Continue to anoint her to do your will, Lord.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Her, God. In the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord.
I pray,
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Prayer I ask to be in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Is God before us? Who can be against us?
Go ahead.
If God be on our side, we can have everything. We're more than conquerors. Conquerors through Jesus. Who can separate us from the love of God? Oh, if God be for us, who can be against us? If God be on our side, we can have everything. We're more than conquerors. We're conquerors through Jesus, who can separate us from the love of God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have remarks coming to our ministers. Anyone who's on the line, any minister on the line, you may at this time have remarks. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank God for the beautiful message that came on tonight. Very encouraging. Amen. God began to tell
Amen.
Moses to stand still and see the salvation
yes.
of the Lord. Amen. We don't have to fight our battles, and we don't have to let nothing separate us from the love of God. I don't
right.
care what come, what go. We don't have to let it separate us.
Amen.
Paul said, I know on whom I believe, and I am
yes.
persuaded that he is able
persuaded.
To pray that which I have committed
yes.
unto him against that day. And I believe
Amen.
That. I take God at his word, and I want
Amen.
To encourage you to do the same. Thank God for
yes.
the word.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank God for
Amen.
The word of God. Yeah. Go ahead.
Thank the Lord for that beautiful message that I heard. Thank God for the anointed prayer. The words
yes.
of encouragement. I didn't get to hear everything, but what my ears have heard surely has touched my heart. And I want to encourage every listener to just trust God and don't let anything or anybody separate you from the love of God. And then
yes.
continue to preach the word of God and be encouraged.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the word of God coming through Vantage Man, saying if God be for us, who can be against us, and telling us that God is on our side. So we can be persuaded like Paul was, not to let any of these things separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Vantage Man, keep on preaching the word of God. Thank God also for the prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for everyone that is on the line tonight. We thank you for how you denied yourself and pressed your way and tuned in to this broadcast. And I'm sure you received a blessing. I know I did. I thank the Lord. My soul is encouraged through the word of God. The word is what does the job. Glory to God. And we just take God at his word, we will be blessed. And I just thank him tonight for Dangus Cynthia, Dangus Khadijah, Dangus Hameen, Missionary Max, and Sister Cheryl for being on the line tonight, for helping to work with this broadcast. I'm thankful, thankful to the Lord for all that he is doing and for how you come to the rescue of your fellow minister.
Bless the Lord.
I appreciate that so very much. And at this time, I want to say that there are some that would like to receive a Bible, but I don't know if they can get through on my line. But if you text, if you send a text, that might be better than calling in. So if you text at 856-304-7774, then I can get back to you. And we do have quite a few more Bibles. So if you want one, it's yours. All you have to do is just check that number. Once again, it's 856-304-7774. Once again, we thank you. And at this time, I'm going to give way to see if anyone else has anything additional to say.
Amen. Children want to say praise the Lord.
Praise
That's
the
our
Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Ooh,
glory,
Thank you, Jesus.
Out of the mouths of babes.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord for the children who has a mind to thank the Lord. That's beautiful. I want to encourage them to keep praising the Lord. God can do great things through the children. And they could be the future church. You never know. If you raise them up the way and teach them the way they should go, it won't depart from them. And when they grow up, then they'll want to be saved. They'll want to go forth in the praises, in the dancing, in the hallelujah, and play the instruments and sing unto the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, beautiful. They may be doing it now. I heard one of them started praying.
Yes.
That's all right.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's more than some adults.
Thank you,
Jesus. Say to the children, keep on praying. You got some adults watching more television than praying. Lord, don't let me get started again. But I tell you, if some of us would pray as much as we watch them televisions, I tell you, we'll get closer to the Lord. We'll have more strength. We'll feel more like praising the name of the Lord. But some of them got tied up and caught up watching the television. Hallelujah. They don't want to do nothing. Some of them retired. God bless them to retire. And they still don't want to work for the Lord. Still don't want to do nothing for the Lord. Just want to sit around, watch television. That's a shame.
My Lord.
They ought to be ashamed. Amen. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. The Lord bless them. Let them work all them years. And bless them to retire. And now they sitting around doing nothing. Some of them.
Or go get another job.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Some of them say, if the Lord blessed me to retire, I could do more for the church. Well, the Lord done blessed them. They done retired, and they ain't done nothing. Don't witness. Don't pass out no tracts. Don't go see about no souls.
All right.
I thought that I better come on in, because I tell you, I done got stirred up now.
That's all right.
Those children done got me stirred up. Lord have mercy. And some of them done went back to work. They done went back to work for man and still ain't done God's will yet. But I'm going to close. I'm going to get on out the way. I don't want to make nobody mad.
But thank God
that's
for the
word.
Right. Thank God for it
anyhow.
Thank God. And if that's all at this time, we look to be back here again on Sunday night, Lord's will. And Thursday night, I'm scheduled to preach for Deliverance Temple. Spanish Khadija, do you have that, their number? Deliverance?
Yes.
Can you?
Yes. Yes, amen. It's 978-990-5337. And the access code is 346-9155. And the service starts at 6 o'clock PM.
Thank the Lord. So I'm asking all of you that can get a word of prayer through to pray for me that the Lord will help me to project his word. Mm-hmm. I need help, but I know the Lord, he will help me, but I need your prayer.
Yes, he will.
Thank the Lord. And if that be all, this service is now come to a close, and we're going to say good night.